Do you feel like you need God's encouragement and wisdom throughout the week to take hold of His promise to fly like an eagle? You come to the right place. Welcome to Eagles on the Hill. Let's join our host, Pastor Jeff Scheich.
Hey people, I am your host, Pastor Jeff Scheich. Thanks for joining us on this edition of the podcast. Today on the podcast, we're going to do something that always excites me, and that is dealing with a topic that has been sent in to me, not only the topic actually, but the resource about that I can use to talk about the topic. The topic is one of the most challenging things, I think, in the Christian life, or in non-Christian life for that matter, and that is restoring relationships. Specifically, being able to apologize in a way that is successful in restoring relationships. You may have had opportunities in your life where you've tried to apologize, where you've tried to make amends with someone that you've offended and have been unsuccessful. I think that's probably a pretty common experience. Or also, perhaps just as common, if not more common, is the time in a relationship when someone else has had to make an apology to you, or has had to in some way try to restore a relationship that they've broken, and they've been unsuccessful in doing that. And so it's important for us as Christians, as people, to learn how to apologize. And so this topic was suggested to me along with a resource that I'm going to share with you, because pretty much everything I know is not mine. I haven't thought it up, but I beg, borrow, and steal. And so that is the case today as well. So what I'm going to do is share with you from a resource on a website called choosingtherapy.com. And I have not explored this whole website to know whether I'm going to, you know, endorse everything on the website. That's not the point. But in particular, there's an article on that website, choosingtherapy.com, called The Languages of Apology, Five Types and How to Use Them. It's from November 30th of 2022, so a little bit aged out there, only a year or two, but there we go. So you may have heard of the five love languages. That's been kind of a common thing if you've heard of that. Probably should do a podcast on that, actually. But similar to the five love languages, the five languages of apology show how a person can give and receive apologies. And as I look at these languages of apology, as they're called, for me, they don't seem as much like different languages of apology as much as they do how to give an effective apology. From minimal effectiveness, the first one, all the way down to maximum effectiveness as we get to the fifth language. All right, so these languages of apology were developed by a guy named Gary Chapman, Dr. Gary Chapman, and he has also done a lot of work with the five love languages, so he's known for that as well, more known for that than he is with the languages of apology. So the first language of apology is expressing regret. Pretty basic personal remorse for the things that a person has done wrong. So common expressions of regret might include, I'm sorry for forgetting your birthday. I know that day is important to you. Or I never should have done that. I apologize. So basically, I'm sorry I hurt your feelings, that kind of stuff. Pretty simplistic expressing regret kind of language of apology. Kind of the next language of apology, the second language, is called accepting responsibility. And I would say that this is not, again, the second language, but a more in-depth way of effectively apologizing. It's not only expressing regret, but it is taking ownership of what has gone wrong. So specifically saying, for instance, I'm sorry, that's good so far, but also adding this, it was my fault this happened. I should have confirmed the appointment time. The mix-up was entirely my fault. All right? And this happened because of me. I'm sorry. This is on me. I should have known better. So that whole language of accepting responsibility, that this is my fault this happened. The third language of apology is genuine repentance. It's called genuinely repenting. It's when a person who's committed the wrong tries to find a way to correct their behavior. You know, repent means to go the other way. And so the person commits to go the other way, to promise to change for the better, to not repeat the pain they caused. So for instance, I'm sorry for what I did. I know that there is nothing I can do to make this right, but I'm going to make sure it doesn't happen again. I'm going to go a different way, genuinely repenting. here's what I'm going to do to make sure we don't end up in this position again. Or I'm going to work to make sure that I don't put myself in a position where I'm going to hurt you again. So a lot of those kind of statements where we're talking about, repentance, about turning and going a different direction. I'm going to do this differently next time. So that's the third language of apology. The fourth language of apology is making restitution. And a person can make restitution by finding a way to replace or correct whatever has gone wrong. You can use this particularly if something's been misplaced or broken. I'm sorry I stained your jacket. I'm going to go out and buy you a new one this weekend. So restitution. I'm planning on taking you to dinner to make up for what I did. Please accept this necklace as a gift to show you how sorry I am. I would say, unless you're replacing a broken necklace, that may not be the best way to apologize for, flirting with somebody else, not your wife, and then you say, well, let me give you a necklace to show you how sorry I am. I don't think that's going to exactly work in that scenario. So the scenario, really, the making restitution piece, really, in my sense, is definitely best and maybe only used when there is a something that was misplaced or broken or something like that. So there you go. Because otherwise it can sound like it's a bribe, right? So there's kind of a hole in that one. And the last one is requesting forgiveness. Number five, the final form of apology includes one person asking for forgiveness for the person they hurt. And when you ask for forgiveness, you are saying, in effect, that what I did was wrong. I don't want to minimize it. When you forgive me, you're saying, yes, what I did was really wrong. Hurt deeply. And you are going to bear the pain for what I did wrong. It's a powerful, difficult request. So some examples of requesting forgiveness might include things like, please forgive me for my insensitive comments during our discussion yesterday. Please forgive me for what I did. I hope someday you can forgive me. I understand what I did was wrong. I request your forgiveness. So five different languages of apology, and probably good to kind of go through those. If you want to grow in this in your life, write those down. Expressing regret, accepting responsibility, genuinely repenting. I think all those things can, all those first three can weave together as a way of genuinely trying to restore the relationship. Making restitution is good. Although, as I've already shared, some potential pitfalls with making restitution, and of course, requesting forgiveness. And you have to understand, when you request forgiveness, you're essentially asking that the other person whom you offended or whom you sinned against will bear the pain and the price for your sin. That is a big ask. And when someone extends forgiveness, that is something to really rejoice in. It's like significant rejoicing. So there you go. The article, choosingtherapy.com, Languages of Apology, has a lot more stuff in it, but that gives you a sense of what's there and a way to get started as you grow in your ability, as I grow in my ability to apologize when I've wronged others. And of course, we do that all the time. And a way to communicate perhaps to others who've wronged us, here's what would help me as I recover from this thing. Also found on Facebook, a little piece I want to play for you. So here we go.
So let's go over how to apologize.
All right, let's do it.
Research has actually shown that the way we repair conflict together makes or breaks our entire relationship. So let's just imagine we unintentionally hurt our partner and they just vulnerably shared that with us using I statements and actual feelings.
Okay.
So not, you make me so angry because you're so selfish. And instead, when this thing happened, I felt overwhelmed or abandoned.
I like the second one, the first one not so much.
The way we show someone that we care when they're hurt is by leaning in and staying engaged and actually listening to them. We can hold space for their pain. That doesn't mean we need to abandon our boundaries and tolerate yelling or name calling, right?
Right.
Let's not forget that the goal in all this is understanding each other. We can't apologize until we actually understand what we're apologizing for, right? And we can't understand them if, instead of asking questions and getting curious, we're arguing, getting defensive, or constantly invalidating their feelings, right? That makes sense. So once we understand them, step two is actually taking accountability for our side of the street. I'm not saying apologize for things you didn't do, and I'm not saying agree with their accusations. All right, I'm saying apologize for what you know you could have done better in that situation. Keep excuses out of your apology. Don't justify yourself, and don't somehow come back around and blame them for why you did or didn't do something. That's smart. Step three is we recognize and validate the impact that our actions had on them. It makes sense why you felt that way. Okay, what's step four? Step four is expressing genuine remorse. I'm sorry, that was wrong. Here's what I'm gonna do next time to prevent this from happening again. Thank you for sharing your heart with me. Is there anything else I can do to help repair this?
Okay, like a lot of reels on Facebook, that was really fast. So if you caught something in there that you feel like might be valuable for you, you're probably gonna have to rewind a little bit and listen to that again, jot down, take some notes. Some different ideas about apologizing there that I think were helpful, but certainly not in the same order or the same structure as the others I shared with you from the article. So there you go. Hope that's a blessing to you. This is kind of a short podcast, in part because I think it behooves maybe listening to it twice if you're really going to apply it to life, and really thinking through situations in your life where apologies worked to bring restored relationship, and maybe situations where apologies did not work, and maybe why they didn't work. What were the things that were missing, either from your apology to others or from others' apology to you? And growing in that ability to restore relationships, because after all, that's what Jesus came to do, is to restore our relationship with God, to bring us into a relationship of shalom with God and shalom, peace with one another. Hope that's a blessing to you. I want to encourage you again to write us at eaglesonthehill211@gmail.com. Let us know how this podcast might have blessed you, what you might have learned from it, or other ideas you have for podcast topics. We'd love to hear from you. Remember that those who hope in the Lord will fly on wings like eagles. Thanks for listening to the podcast today.